Okay, so as we start a new year, Baruch Hashem, learning Mishnah Berurah, Habal Lein Lotova. So again, we're in Siman Ches, that's where we last left off. So we're on page 26, excuse me. Page 26, so again, that's Siman Ches. And I believe that we are up to Hey, next to the last line in the Mechaber. So again, we were talking about the mitzvah tzitzis, how you wrap yourself in a talis gadol, in a talis. Again, we'll revisit that issue about how about a talis katan. But the last thing, if you recall, that we covered was that you're supposed to have two tzitzis in front and two tzitzis in the back. It's not really in the back, really, but it's more or less in the side. Right, because in back, it's not nice. It's backside, that's not nice. But as Rabbi Kinnerik Zekatzag Baruch told me, it's really like on the side. Okay? Because in back is not so nice. But again, with a big talus, it might go just in the back, right? Literally in the back. It depends on how it falls. So then the Mechaber says in Hey, Mavarech, this is very interesting. So then, again, we're talking about that you have to wrap, one has to wrap themselves in a talus. So Mechaber says, Mevarech lihisatev. Now let's be careful with this. Lihisatev, the Mechaber says, if you have nekudos. Now with my new fancy one, they have nekudos, but in my old, took me a long time. Does that one have, that doesn't have nekudos. That one doesn't have nekudos?
This one does not.
Really? Wow. That's interesting. No, I'd like you to know, when I bought this new one, it was really like, I mean, laser printer is nice, but for all those years I was used to, you know, the regular, like the brown ones we have in Shul, you know, and it, like the nekudos were distracting. But here, it's very important to have nekudos, or not very important, but because if you look it where there is nekudos, it says bet tzitzis. In other words, there's a shva under the base. Lisatev bet tzitzis. Now, before we go further, right, so that's very interesting. So the Mechaber is saying that the proper way to enunciate the bracha is bracha tashem elokim malchama shekisham mitzvotzvotzvanu lisatev betzitzis. Now look at the Mishnah Berurah. There you go. I'm sorry.
It's not
tzitzis. Exactly. So the Mechaber is saying, so look at the, yes, I'm sorry. Look at the Mishnah Berurah test. Sense? No.
Yud.
Excuse me. What am I doing? Yud, right? Bet tzitzis. So the Chofetz Chaim says very clearly, b'shva tachas habeis, with the shva under the base. So in other words, again, if you don't have the new fancy ones with the nekudos in it, so again, you just have a base in the Mechaber, right? You know. So now the Mishnah Berurah explains to you very clearly that the Mechaber holds, and apparently the Mishnah Berurah also, that the proper way to say the bracha is lisatev betzitzis. So, right? So many of you said, what does it say? It says ba? Oh, really? That's interesting. So that's what I was about to say. The Aruch HaShulchan says ba. Ba tzitzis. And also, I think I mentioned that I use this opportunity now that we started Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch over again. So I have, again, it was a Yerusha from my father, Alav Shalom. I think I mentioned that the, sometimes the Mishnah Berurah quotes him, the Aratz HaChaim, which was sort of like a Mishnah Berurah, well, it was a Mishnah Berurah, but not, you know, same type of idea, but written by the Malbim, before the Chofetz Chaim. Now, as far as I know, there's only one volume, so he didn't get as far as the Chofetz Chaim did. But it's very interesting. I have, again, it's old. It's very cool. But, you know, it's always interesting to me to use a sefer that was my father's. You know, like I have certain sfarim that are, a lot of them, unfortunately, are old. Or some of them I have from my grandfather or my great-grandfather, even. But they're not usable. I used to make siyumim with my grandfather, my grandfather's gemaras, but I can't do that anymore. They're just too fragile. So, but anyways, I have an Orchot Chaim, Artzos Chaim, excuse me, why did I say that? Artzos Chaim by the Malbim, and the Malbim says, Ba. He says, Ba. And he says, Ba. And he says that we see this by other mitzvahs also. Let's say, Al-Ha-Mila, right? Bris. He says, he gives other examples, which escaped me just now, that he says that that it's with a patach, right? Like evidently Rabbi Artscroll is doing. I know like a lot of yeshivish people, they say bih, with a shva, because that's the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to be coming out, right?
Was the Arav the Shulchan in Ashkenazi?
Yes. He was the Rav of Navardak, not the Reshiva, right? Don't get the same city, but he was the Rav of Navardak. And again, Rav Scheinberg, Zechatzai Baruch, used him a lot. You know, again, Armisura is obviously Reshiva, and his father is Zechatzai Baruch, Tzadik and Baruch, you know, obviously were related to the Chofetz Chaim. So Armisura, and for whatever reason, I can't explain this, and nobody can. You know, the yeshivish world, the Torah world, has accepted the Mishnah Berurah. Now, again, the Aruch HaShulchan is not chopped liver, right? You know, like, and in general, we use the Aruch HaShulchan in other areas, or you hear me quoting him often if the Mishnah Berurah is not clear. In other words, the Machlokas and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't come out clearly. So then we go to the Aruch HaShulchan. But, again, Rav Scheinberg, used to use, quote the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Ribiat, if you recall. He was a Talmud of Chofetz Chaim, but he was very close to Rav Scheinberg. He, or Aruch HaShulchan a lot.
If Ramah doesn't disagree with the
Machaber,
does that mean he agrees with him?
Yeah. No, I say it in school very often. You know, the Ramah and the Machaber don't always argue, you know? It's, you know, so obviously, if the Ramah doesn't say anything, so, you know, yeah. Right. So, yeah, so that's what's interesting here when you think about it. In other words, the Machaber and the Ramah are saying Beh, and if you look in the Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim says Rov Achronim, say Beh. But again, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Malbim say Ba. I think that, again, I haven't taken a poll, but I assume that, I think that, I have a feeling that that's just what most people say. Now, it could be they don't know the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know. Again, or, you know, the, like I said, the Aruch HaShulchan isn't so bad. Yeah. So that's, right. But again, that's a valid point. That the Malbim and Dikduk, you know, like. But yeah, he makes a big point about that. Okay, now let's go on to part B of Hay. Now it goes on to another very important halacha. So, im shnayim o shlosha mis'atvim b'talas ke'echad. If there's two or three people who are wrapping in the talas ke'echad. So what does ke'echad mean? So Rama explains, perish b'pamachas. In other words, that's very likely. You know, it's the beginning of davening time, right? And a bunch of people putting on their talas at the same time. It doesn't mean one talas. Everybody, you know, it's a... like our Imkal and Arim Talis, right, and everything, you know. But rather, simultaneously, right? So the Machaber says, Kulam Mevarchim, so each one can make their own bracha. So you'll say, obviously. No, let's see. Bim Ratzu, and if they want, Echa Mevarach, the Acherim, next page, Yanu Amen. If they want, one guy could make the bracha, and everyone could answer Amen. Now this is going to be a very interesting halacha. Now let's go slow. So the Machaber said that if there's a bunch of people, now again, I want to point out, the Machaber says two or three. If there's two or three people, now you'll see why I'm pointing out two or three. We'll see about that later, hopefully today. Meretz Hashem, two or three people putting on the talis at the same time, so they all make their own bracha, but if they want, one person can make the bracha and everybody else can answer amen. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that is as opposed to that if they're putting on their talisim separately at different times. Now, but again, the question is, what is considered separately, separate times? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, like what, where, right? Obviously, where's the line for that? Between, where's the line? So the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. Chofetz Chaim says, La'afuke la'achar k'dei dibor li'brichoso have a hefsek. That if it's after, if it's not tok de dibor, you all know what tok de dibor is, it's not too long, right? Enough time to greet a Rebbe, not with a whole flowery greeting, but a very short greeting. So then, it's usually like 2-3 seconds. So then, if it's past that amount of time, then it's considered already a hefsek, it's considered an interruption. Vitzar kol echad levarach la'atzmo, and then each one has to make their own bracha. So again, let's go back to the case. So there's two or three people making the bracha simultaneously, meaning really simultaneously. Basically, really simultaneously. Because if they could say Shalom Aleichem Rabbi, right? I don't know how long that takes to say, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. So then already that's too much of a gap between them. And then according to everyone, each one has to make their own bracha. But we're talking about, again, it's very possible, like, you know, like, especially this time of year, people were all saying slichos, they say slichos, and then we put on the talis, right? And then, so it could be there's a lot of people making the bracha on the talis simultaneously. So then let's go to the next part. So then the Mechaber said, each one makes their own bracha, v'im ratzu. It's very curious. The Mechaber says, and if they want, one person can make the bracha for them, and the rest would answer amen. Or, right? And the rest would answer amen. So what does this mean, if they want? Right? What is it, a salad bar? I mean, what, you know, like, what does it mean? So the Chofetz Chaim says that it seems, according to the Mechaber, it seems like he's saying, if they want, each one, one person can make the bracha and be able to everyone else. So it seems from the language of the Mechaber that what is the preferable way of taking care of this type of situation? It seems like the best thing is everyone to make their own bracha, right? They're saying each person should make their own bracha, and if they want, then one guy could be able to the other one. It's mashma from the Mechaber that the best thing would be for each person to make their own bracha. But as you all know, the Chofetz Chaim says, but that's not true, because we know that there's a concept of Rov Am Hadras Melech. It's better for a group of people to do a mitzvah, or the mitzvah is done with more people doing it, as opposed to, you know, one person, all these singular people doing it independently. So the same thing here. The Chofetz Chaim says that should be the other way around. That lechachila, yosef tosh echad yivarach v'yotzei esachem. Should be lechachila that what? It should be the other way around. That if there's a bunch of people making, 2-3 people making a bracha simultaneously, one person should make their own bracha for everyone and be yotzei everyone. And right, that should be the best way. Because of Ramah Mahatra Smela. So the question is, we never see this, right? Never see, like, Talis, Tefillin, right?
Shavuos morning.
Right, that's for a different reason. So, again, but this is an important idea of Rov Am Hadras Melech. So the Chofetz Chaim gives two possible answers. Two possible things. He says, the minhag is not like that, right? We see that, right? Everybody makes their own bracha for a lot of things, except for Kiddush and Havdalah, you know, like, how many times, you know, they make a bracha for Yotza, everybody? So he says, the minhag is not like that, even though philosophically it should be one person makes a bracha for everybody. So the Chofetz Chaim says, maybe, he says, ve'efsher, maybe, because not everybody is expert at paying attention to be motzi other people, and for other people to be yotze. So maybe that's the problem. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Shari Tshuva. Again, the Shari Tshuva, the halacha commentary, not the Musar Sefer that we learn. So the believe it or not, the Shari Tshuva, and the Chofetz Chaim says, look in the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva says another idea in Vav. He says, maybe she'ein kulam mizumanim yachad. It doesn't work out time-wise, right? Right, I want to put on my talis, and I want to put on my talis now. I'm going to say, wait for that guy, right? You know the way it is. When you're waiting for that guy, it takes forever, right? Or at least it seems to you that it's taking forever. No, so I want to get going, and I have to put on my tefillin and say brachas, you know, and Myron's going to get up there, and I'm going to fall behind, and, you know, like, come on, you know? And maybe he is taking his good time, good old time, or maybe it's just your perception. But whatever the case may be, so there's going to be, you know, all these people staying there with their talis, you know, ready to go, right? Because remember, we make a bracha right before, which we learned before. And I'm waiting, right? I'm waiting. Now, it's very interesting. There's another side issue that, as I pointed out before, there's a whole another issue of what's considered Rov Am Hadras Melech. Where is... So it's very interesting that the Bir HaLacha, later in Siman Tav Chaf Vav, Beis Di Ramachel Ella, says in the name of the Elu Rabba, that in order to qualify for Rov Am Hadras Melech, it has to be 10 people. Which makes sense. But he brings down also... In the name of the Chai Adam says three. Now that will work out here, because here, what did the Mechaber say? Two or three. The three will work out, you know, with the Chai Adam. But the Mechaber seems to lower the bar. But if you only have two people, you have two people, so already, so there's an inyan of Rovam Hadras Melech, and therefore, hypothetically, or, you know, theoretically, according to the Chofetz Chaim, one guy should make the bracha to be yotze the other guy. Two people is Rov Am Hadras Melech. It's better than making it by yourself. So again, this is, and Meretz Hashem tomorrow, we're going to get into this a little more. In other words, in what kind of circumstances, all circumstances, what kind of circumstances do we say someone should make their own bracha? Or do we say that one person should make the bracha and be yotze a bunch of people? What kind of brachas? And that's going to be very, very important. Meretz Hashem, we'll see that tomorrow. Yashkoch, everyone. Okay, minchas in 10 minutes.